Welcome to Spectrum from China America Hit Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories about China, our Chinese communities, and people with stories to tell about their Chinese lifestyle experiences. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Hi again, everyone. Our guest this week on Spectrum is Evelyn Banker, and Evelyn is here because she wrote a cookbook, kind of a cookbook, kind of a backstage peek at things that we people who like to think of ourselves as cooks or chefs in our own home, use, including spices, which I love. So, Evelyn, welcome very much to China America Radio.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
I first met you at an event earlier this year.
Yes.
And you were displaying your book. I guess your book must have just come out.
Yes.
And tell me a little bit about your background. Where are you from? What's your initial background, your schooling, your education, all of that? Let's let the folks know who you are.
I was born in a small town in India and raised in a farmhouse with some goats and a poultry farm. We had dogs and it was lovely there. We would cook at home every day and use spices. And in those days, we never got ground spices, so we had to grind the spices every day. And that was my job, to grind the spices. So I really know all the spices because that was my work every day, single day.
Did they grow the spices? I mean,
no.
Were they native? Did you have to go buy them at the store? And
we bought the whole spices from the store, yeah. This is a small town in Rajasthan, so spices didn't grow there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we would buy the spices, and I never saw spices growing. But we used all the spices. My mother would go and buy the spices from the big store, and then we would have it for a long time. And we ground the spices every day and use the spices in our daily diet.
What were the dominant spices, the top five or six, that you would have on a regular basis?
Turmeric is one of the most important spice. And chilies. The hot stuff. Yeah. Cumin, mustard seeds, garlic and ginger and onions, that was one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Rest, all the other spices we used very rarely, but it was ground every day in the house.
After you ground it, were you able to preserve it, save it ground for a while?
Every day, fresh ground, and every day it was used freshly in our cooking. And when I was growing up, I had never seen powder turmeric. Never. So we had this whole big, like the hard rock ones, mm-hmm. and I had to soak it in the water and grind it. So turmeric was one thing which now we get in powder all the spices, but in those days we had only whole spices.
Well, you are big on turmeric. I mean, that's your favorite spice. It runs throughout your whole book and most of the recipes you speak about. What is so special about turmeric?
In India, growing there, turmeric is being raised up in a Roman Catholic family. Turmeric was very religious, very special for everybody in the house. You can be a Hindu, a Muslim, a Christian. It didn't matter. But turmeric was used beside food. It was used for beauty. It's used for spiritual use. When we were building a house, my mommy put turmeric on all four corners of our the house before...
For good luck.
For good luck, for whatever. I don't know. But yes, that's just what all the time, yeah.
Now, I bought turmeric, and it's like a little root-looking thing, kind of a bean-sized shape.
Yes.
And you usually get three or four of them in a little plastic bag.
Yes, yes.
And then the powdered is this bright orange color. How does it get from over there to over there? I mean, what's the process of drying it, and does it lose anything in the change?
In turmeric, there are two kinds of turmerics. One is the yellow, and one is white.
Okay.
And the yellow turmeric is, they have a certain process. Once the turmeric comes out, they boil it and dry it and then grind it for turmeric powder. Otherwise, you get two kind of, besides the ground turmeric, you get two, the yellow and the white turmeric, which in the book I describe it. You can use it in your relish, you can use it in your salad, and it's delicious.
Are they the same? Do they taste similar? The same?
No, they're totally different. They're total different color, and they're totally different taste.
It's hard to describe how something tastes on the radio, but can you try?
Oh, it's delicious. It's really delicious. It's coming from a ginger family.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know the ginger taste, it's quite similar but sharp and not spicy like the ginger, but it's sharp and it has a very distinctive taste.
Can you substitute turmeric in some recipes where that might call for ginger? Or would
no,
that be
no.
Ginger's too sweet,
no,
right?
No, no, nothing. Ginger is spicy. Mm-hmm. It has that zing to it. But turmeric, no. It has a sharp taste. And with the fresh turmeric, I have shown in my book how to make relishes and how to use it in the dips or how to use it on a salad.
The title of your book for our listeners is called The Magic of Spices, and it's written by Evelyn Banker, who's with us today on China America Radio on our Spectrum show. So there you are, drying spices every day at home in India. When you grew up and became a cook and started your own family or started your education, how did your cooking start? I mean, it sounds like you were doing the back office work for mom in the kitchen, but when did you start experimenting on your own with food?
I was always a cook in the house, I could say that. And after the kids were born, you become a cook for the children and for the family, for everybody. The special thing which came out from me inside was really when I came to America. Mm-hmm. And I knew that our cooking is so beautiful and has so much of depth to it. You realize it when you're not there, you know, otherwise when you get everything, you don't have the importance to it. And after Steve using turmeric in his daily diet, we realized that so many things are changing in our lives.
All right, Steve being your husband.
Yes. Okay. So we realized that, you know, he had a hard skin on his thumb, which disappeared. He used to get this cold sores. It disappeared. So we realized that we are doing something special, which is very good for us. And that's how we took more interest in my cooking and everything. And that's why the book has come out.
When you first came to the United States, what were the American foods that you liked the most?
I would say American food. I started my career in the bakery, so I just loved the pumpernickel raisin bread. That was delicious. That was one of my treats. Mm-hmm. And learned the holidays and learned the food. And I definitely came home and made my fresh food, not for any other reason, but I couldn't afford anything else to buy. So just making a simple dal soup or making some side dish, it was inexpensive. I would buy my grocery every day and come home and cook it.
Did you try to incorporate your Indian cooking and the spices of India into American food?
Yes.
Sort of a hybrid?
Yes, that's what, I mean, when I had American friends, then I definitely wanted, they all got scared of eating Indian food. I said, no, Indian food is not bad. It's not oily. It's nothing of that sort. It's just that you go to the stores and somebody's cooking. You don't know. It's all mixed. The Pakistanis and the Bangladeshis and all is all mixed. So this is something which is it's not spicy at all. It's up to you how much you want to put.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And that's how I developed the taste after having all the American friends, and they really loved it and started cooking from there. It's never ending then.
You keep eating, you keep living. When I first moved to New York, I don't think I had had much really spicy food other than I grew up in the Midwest, and we had spicy barbecue sauce, spicy things that would come, you know, from that part of the country, but not any indigenous hot food. And when I first moved to New York, it was the early 1970s, and I lived on the Upper West Side, and right near my subway station, which was the subway station at 103rd Street and Broadway, there were several small Indian restaurants, and I had never eaten the food. So I went in, and I just took a chance, and I'd get some carry-out food, and I started eating something sort of mild and simple like biryani or, you know, easy things going on. I kind of worked my way up to it. And since then, I'm so happy that I've lived here all these years, and I have all of this food. But even more so, not only just restaurants, but now supermarkets, even regular supermarkets, yes, are starting to carry a wider variety of spices. It used to be salt and pepper and paprika, and that's about all you ever got. Yes. And so it's wonderful that spices are exploding. Give our listeners a few ideas of something they can do today or tonight to spice up a simple dinner. Let's say I'm going to make a fried chicken, or let's say I'm going to make meatloaf, or let's say I'm going to make a roast pork or something. Tell me something that they can do a little different that'll kick it up a little.
I will tell you something which has really happened in my family. Now, my daughter is she's in a Jewish family, so she made when I went there to her home, she made me a brisket. I loved it, and typical the Jewish way. with the tomato ketchup and everything, fine. And I looked at her and saw her cooking, and very proud that my daughter's cooking. And my son-in-law said, "Ma, I bet you will not like it." And I said, "No, it's nice," and I liked it, and I ate. And that was the first time I saw somebody making a brisket. I came home and I said, "Let me make the brisket." And I made the brisket with Indian spices, onion, garlic, ginger, tomato sauce. Tomato, not just, and crushed it up. And I marinated my meat with a little clove and very touch of cinnamon. And the meatloaf, Steve could not believe it was delicious.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine.
We make potato latkes. We have all the Jewish holidays and we make everything. And it is, and vegetarian. If you are making potato latkes, there's no egg, it's just vegetarian. Mm-hmm. And it's delicious. Everybody loves it. Everybody loves it. So anything, and we made for Thanksgiving a beans and potato dish in Queensboro Community College where I used to teach. They said, "Evelyn, it was a hit for Thanksgiving." So it's something that is just a matter of how to use spices.
What got you to the place where you said, "I have to put this in writing"?
Steve really felt that I have something inside me which was very special. He started writing and doing things, and it happened that in 2001, my recipes were published in Home Cooking Magazine. And that gave me a little more strength. Being a yoga teacher, I was trying a job for the yoga places, and it said that I have done this recipes in the Home Cooking Magazine. So the person said, "Why don't you start cooking? You know, because if you're doing the yoga, you have to learn yoga from us." And that time, the first day when I stood up there and I started talking about food, and I said, "This is it. This is me." From that day, I could just endless talk about food, which was never ending. And we took it up from there. This was about 10 years ago.
The book is interesting because I'm holding a copy of it right now. It's actually got a double front. If you turn it upside down, it goes two ways.
Yes.
One side says the
yes.
magic of spices. And the other one says a touch of turmeric.
Yes.
So, which is which? What was your goal in putting the book, dividing it into two places like this?
Now, Magic of Spices, I introduce all the spices, legumes, grains, which we use every day. And the touch of turmeric is turmeric put in American plates or dishes, which is like the grilled fish, baked fish, and all the American plates are American palate. So, I mean, normally I've put all those dishes in touch of turmeric, so yeah, you're not new to it. Just the turmeric part, how much to use, when to use, that's about all. And you can have turmeric every day in your diet, which is just the color in your plate and color in your life. Turmeric is the only spice which has life, which can be kept for a long time because it's just a dye. And you can marinate your fish with it, you can marinate your chicken with it, and you don't have to use curry. Everyone says use curry because turmeric is in the curry. You don't have to use curry to have a little turmeric in your diet, because everybody doesn't like curry. And curry is just the blend of all spices, different mm-hmm. spices. So why should you have curry when you can have turmeric itself, which is such a beautiful spice? And it's so inexpensive.
Do you grind it? Do you peel it?
You get turmeric powder, turmeric. You get the dry powder turmeric, which is very, very good. And it's okay to use that. Turmeric is only one spice which you can buy the ground one and keep it in the house.
I mean, I know there's many different types of peppers, many different types of other powders and sauces. Are there preferable places?
Turmeric is only from India.
Strictly?
Strictly, yeah. We are the large grower, very, very large.
Any region? India's a big place.
In south.
The southern part. Okay. I'm looking forward to diving in, you know, with my spice collection and have some things. I wish you well with the book. Again, it's by Evelyn Banker, spelled B-A-N-K-E-R, just like Banker, and it's called The Magic of Spices. When people walk in the bookstore, will they see this side up or will they see that side?
Magic of Spices.
Magic of Spices is with the front side out. You kind of get two books for the price of one here.
Yes.
Which is very good. And if people wanted to get it online or order it, how could they do that?
It's in Barnes & Noble. It's online. And
people go to Amazon or
Amazon.com. Mm-hmm. And plus from me.
You get it directly. Anyway, yeah. What's your website address?
Magicofspices.com
is the website. All right, very good. Hey, listen, Evelyn, it's been a joy having you here. I look forward to seeing you again out on your travels. Good luck with the book. And we hope our listeners picked up a few tips today and will start to open their eyes with some new flavors.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah. It's been my pleasure. Thanks.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Hit Radio. a weekly public service program that features news, information, and stories about China, our Chinese communities, and people with stories to tell about their Chinese lifestyle experiences. If you have some ideas for future topics and guests to be featured on Spectrum, we'd appreciate your suggestions. Email us at news@chinaamericahitradio.com. Then listen every Sunday for Spectrum at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, exclusively on China America Hit Radio.